Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Circle Speak Spotlight podcast, brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council. In today's society, our youth are facing social issues unlike never before. The emerging trend of bullying and cyberbullying has taken on a life of its own and has become a major issue. Between turning on the news and reading the day's paper, it seems like all too often some young child has succumbed to bullying by taking their own life. Most times when bullying is being discussed, it is often by experts, child psychologists, the victim's parents, or some adult taking a stand against bullying. But today, I am pleased to be joined by the Circle Speaks Spotlight recipient, Paige Logan. Paige is 17 years old and has been the voice of nearly 8 million youth in America who have been bullied or cyberbullied. She is an anti-bullying advocate and the national spokesperson for the No Bull campaign for the Youth Advisory Council. Paige has also been traveling around the United States to share her story and her efforts to put a stop to bullying. She continues to share her story in hopes of creating stronger legislation and policies against bullying and cyberbullying. Welcome, Paige, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get started. I know that not only are you an advocate for putting an end to bullying and cyberbullying, but you actually are a victim yourself. Can you share a little bit of your story in regards to being a victim of bullying and cyberbullying?
It was the summer before I started eighth grade. I ran for a junior miss at our Effingham County Fair, and I won. And however, some of the contestants also that went to my school, they started hitting social network pages and posting horrible and false information about me. Once school began, things went from worse to worse. The comments that they were say right to my face or outbursts right during class were hurtful and embarrassing. This did not go on for a few weeks. This went on for months. The rumors had started about me were horrible and false, and I was constantly defending my reputation. Then they would start and try to get everyone turned against me. The practical jokes were cruel, and I just couldn't take it anymore. My grades began to fall, and I wanted to quit school. I begged my mom to always homeschool me, but I was always afraid to go to school by myself. I would have to sit in the office every day. And one mother told her daughter to drag me off the school premises and beat me up. And she pretty much went out told everybody that it was her word against mine. That's when I knew I couldn't change them, but I couldn't let them change me. And I went to my safe place, which is 4-H, and I began working on my 7 leadership skills. And once I learned them, I realized how valuable they are and can help someone that's being bullied or in cyberbullying.
And what time, sorry to interrupt you, but what time would you say that the bullying actually began to start for you? Like, what grade?
It was like the summer before I entered 8th grade because at our county fair, we have a fair right before school starts, so it was probably whenever I was 13 almost, well, maybe 12, 13, so.
Okay. And I know in one of your essays that I read, you stated that there's always one person from a school who is singled out or who will be bullied their entire time in school, and unfortunately that person was you. Speaking as someone who endures bullying every day, why do you think that tends to happen?
Like I said, my story, you know, is about bullying, but not only did I have bullies, I had the mothers bullying me too, and since their parents accepted this behavior, then they knew that they faced no consequences and that they were aware that that is why they would do it. Unfortunately for them, they did not realize that there will be consequences, and I know that they have not been given the skills needed to be successful in an adult world. I have, and I always will continue to be a leader, and that I have become a positive role model.
So do you feel that bullying is something that parents are able to control? Because from what you're saying is that it was actually the parents behind some of their kids.
I was taught whenever I leave my house, I'm supposed to represent my family, and I'm supposed to represent it well. And I always do that, make sure that I represent my family well. And as they always tell me, if you don't represent your family well and we find out, you better not do this or we will yank a knot in your tail. And I always tell everybody, I'm like, I never understood that, but because I don't really have a tail, but I don't want to find that out either. And then, like I said, whenever I leave there, I know that I can't do this to anybody else, because if a bully knows that there will be consequences, not only at the school, but at home, parents need to get more involved in the kids' life and do things together as a family. We are all busy, but parents must start making time to get to really know their child. And I bet if we would start to see a lot of bullies become outstanding citizens in our community.
Yeah, and I know oftentimes parents will tell their kids that if they're being bullied, to ignore it. Do you think that this particular approach works?
Well, I went to my parents, and like most parents, they will say, you know, just let it blow over. Just not to have any contact with them, just keep ignoring it. And I kept ignoring it, and it didn't really work. And because I kept quiet, things became worse, and the rumors they were making up about me were awful. The postings about me were humiliating and false also. I always told my mom I wanted to quit school, and my grades began to drop also. And by me keeping quiet was the biggest mistake I've probably ever made. My bullies only gained control over me and the things that I would do. I was too afraid to go anywhere because if I wasn't at home safe where my parents knew I was, I knew my bullies would start making rumors about me. When my parents would find out a new rumor, they would only laugh because they knew I was at home with them. And now that I'm older, I know that that was the wrong thing to do. And I missed out on so many things that I could have wished I'd done. And I meant, like, give them empowerment to they search for.
Okay. And when a person is bullied, it seems that it affects so many different things in their lives. And with you, it affected your grades because you said your grades slipped. Did it affect your friendship, your social circle in any way?
It actually did affect my friendship because those girls, I used to be friends with them, but whenever I got the junior miss, they just all turned up against me, and then they started tearing my friends away from me also. So, like, I'd go to school one day and be like, hey, you know, try and talk to them, and they'd ignore me, and I didn't know what was going on, and I finally figured out they were turning all my other friends against me, and to this day, I'm still not friends with them because they still, you know, go around and say things about me, but all the people that they turned against me, they realized that was the dumbest thing they could ever do because they actually realized what they were doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and with all of the bullying and the cyberbullying that you endured, what made you step up and stand out and say that's enough and to actually take action against this?
I decided that I can't really sit around and feel sorry for myself for doing it or do something about it. I knew I was not going to change them, and their mothers were supporting them. One mother told her daughter, like I said, to drag me off the school premises and beat me up. It would be my word against hers, like I said before. And I knew I needed somewhere to go, and I felt safe. Not one place, like I said, was 4-H. And I continued to build my leadership skills. And I signed up for as many leadership conferences as I could go to. And once I realized the value of these skills, I thought it was a great way to help the youth who are bullied and who are the bully. And me and my friend started searching for grants, and we were given a $10,000 grant by the Doug Sims Memorial Fund through Farm Credit Services for the FEM County 4-H Youth Ambassadors to host a leadership camp. And that camp, we had 65 youth sign up and came that day in leadership, and they learned the leadership skills that I learned. And with those leadership skills that 4-H has taught me is that helped me to survive, and know that they can also help others survive also.
So not only did you decide to stand up for yourself, but you decided to stand up for others that were getting bullied as well.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And since you decided to take a stand and speak out against bullying, has the bullying become worse since you still are in school?
My parents realized much more was going on than kids being kids, because the postings that were being put on Facebook were really cruel, and it wasn't like, it didn't sound like a kid would be writing that. And my parents always told me that, you know, kids don't really talk like this. And this is an adult using their kids' account making these accusations. Well, we could never, ever prove it until I came forward and told my story this year. And the real bullies showed their faces that day, and they started posting, and the mother started posting things on their own social network pages about me. And I would walk down the hallway, and one of my bullies would call me a name, not a good one either. But I would always hold my head up high and keep walking and thanking everyone that I have in my life that has got me to where I am today. And I will continue to speak out and help others.
And I also just want to say congratulations for becoming the spokesperson for the No Bull campaign for the Youth Advisory Council. I'm sure that's been very rewarding. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. This year I was selected to be the Youth Advisory Council leader for the No Bull campaign. But after a few weeks, they started telling me that they love my ideas and how much passion I have towards this. And then they asked me if I wanted to become a national spokesperson for the Great American No Bull Challenge. And the No Bull Challenge is the largest youth-led national campaign against cyberbullying in America's history. And we are using the power of social media to inspire 25 million middle and high school students to build each other up instead of tearing each other down. Everyone will win big just for participating, and the finalists that will be invited to attend the star-studded No Bull Red Carpet Awards event in San Francisco, inspiring American teens to stand up and bring an end to cyberbullying. One click at a time is what Great American Challenge No Bull is about.
Cool. I just want to ask you one more thing. What would be your advice to a young adult who has experienced bullying firsthand, or to anyone who is out there who just feel they have nowhere to turn?
I know this one girl, I always tell her, you're not alone. And that's what I always want everybody else to know is, you're not alone. There's more of us than the bullies. We just have to stick together and stand up and speak out. Once you do this, more and more start doing the same. Just the other day at our school, one student was being bullied really bad from another student. It was so horrible, the things the student wrote about the other. Another classmate of mine took the note and reported it to the administration. And you see the things that they wrote could have made their student take their own life. And by sitting by knowing about the note, all of us would be just as guilty as the other that chose to take their life. I couldn't take it just sitting there and watching what this girl was writing about this other girl, and I said, we really need to go take this to the principal. And finally, we took it to the principal, and the principal read it and told the girl, you need to really stop, knock it off. Well, then she went and wrote another story about this girl saying all these mean things. So finally, we told him, hey, you know, what you did didn't really stop her, and she actually got suspended for a couple of days because of it. And I'm so glad that my school is actually taking a step up and actually becoming a part of what I'm so passionate for.
I know that you have been speaking at numerous summits and conferences and events, and the latest was one in Illinois for the county board. You were asking them to proclaim Effingham County as the first No Bull state. How did that go?
It went very well, and I can tell you, I would rather speak in front of a big group than something like this. I mean, I was so scared because, I mean, I didn't know what I was going to be doing. You know, I was afraid what they were going to, I didn't think they were going to have any emotion. But it did go very well whenever I spoke to them. And I brought the reality and devastation of bullying and cyberbullying. And after I was done speaking, someone made a motion of recognizing and honoring me and all that I've done. So hopefully, maybe they motioned on the resolution, but maybe hopefully I can finally proclaim Effingham County to be the first county.
Yes,
so.
Well, definitely. Good luck with that.
Paige,
thank you so much for joining us here at Circle Speak, and I wish you all, I wish you so much success in your efforts to putting a stop against bullying. We definitely need more young, ambitious leaders like yourself. And I also want to thank our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, take care, everybody.
Thank you.